早晨好。
Okay, let's get started.
那我们先开始。
Let's begin with prayer.
那我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, as we study your word this morning, help us to hear from you.
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们听见你的声音。
To have a picture of who we are and who you want to make us.
求你让我们真正的知道自己是谁，你也想把我们塑造成怎么样的人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Let me start by reading from Psalm 139.
我们先开始来读诗篇139篇。
David is praying.
大卫在祷告。
He begins like this.
他祷告是这样开始的。
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
You know when I sit down and when I rise up.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
You discern my thoughts from afar.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You search out my path and my lying down.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细查。
And are acquainted with all my ways.
你也深知我一切所行的。
Even before a word is on my tongue, you know it altogether.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
And then he ends the prayer like this.
他最后结束是这样子的。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
Try me and know my thoughts.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的意思。
See if there be any grievous way in me.
试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
Lead me in the way everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
Almost 100 years ago, 80 years ago,
大概是100年或者80年以前,
the Times of London, the newspaper in London,
就伦敦时报,
was publishing a series of articles.
它就是登一系列的文章。
And so they sent a request to well-known authors.
然后他们呢就向那个很出名的当时的作者呢给他们约稿。
Asking each of them to write an essay on this topic.
然后就请他们就这个主题写一篇文章。
What's wrong with the world today?
今天的世界到底出了什么样的问题？
How many of you could write an essay on the topic? What's wrong with the world today?
多少人可以今天写一篇这个文章，关于说到底这个世界出了什么问题？
Well, the best response, I think, came from G.K. Chesterton.
然后呢，我觉得最好的是来自于一个叫 Chesterton 的一个作家。
Chesterton was known for all the books he had written.
他写了很多书。
But for this essay, he sent back a simple little note.
然后呢，但是为这个主题，他写了一个很简短的一个笔记。
Remember, the question is, what's wrong with the world today?
你记得吗？这个问题是说我们的世界，今天的世界出了什么问题？
Chesterton answered this.
那个 Chesterton 他是这样回答的。
Dear sir.
说亲爱的先生。
I am.
是我。
Sincerely, G.K. Chesterton.
他说真诚的，然后他又签上他的名字。
Chesterton's answer to what's wrong with the world? I am.
然后当这个问题是说问的是说世界上有什么问题，这个世界什么问题，然后他说我就是这个问题。
He knew himself.
他了解自己。
We are the problem with our world.
我们就是我们这个世界的问题。
I told you a few weeks ago.
几个星期以前。
John Calvin says that true wisdom consists of two things.
约翰加尔文说真正的智慧包含两样。
Knowing God.
认识神。
Knowing ourselves.
认识我们自己。
Dennis Kinlaw preached a sermon.
金丹尼他有一个讲道。
In which he said, every person faces two questions that will determine the course of his life.
就是每个人都面临两个问题，这两个问题会决定他人生的道路。
The first question is, who is God and what's he like?
第一个呢，是说神是谁，他是怎样的。
And the second question is, who am I and what am I like?
第二个问题是说我是谁，我是怎样的。
So 500 years after Calvin, he gave the same set of questions.
然后呢，在加尔文之后500年呢，他又给了同样的一套问题。
And then Dr. Kinlaw said this.
然后呢，金丹尼博士这么说。
If we understand the nature of God,
如果我们了解神的本质，
and we understand the nature of ourselves,
我们也了解我们自己。
We will be able to live meaningful and effective lives.
我们会过一个富有成效、一个有意义的人生。
Being able to answer those two questions.
如果你可以回答这两个问题。
What is God like?
神像怎么样？神是怎样的？
And what am I like?
我是怎么样的？
Are the key to living a meaningful life.
是一个让我们过一个有意义、有富有果效的人生的关键。
So we spent the last 2 weeks looking at the first question, what is God like?
所以上两课呢，我们都在看说神是怎样的。
God reveals himself through creation.
神通过这个创造来显示他自己。
He reveals himself through his word.
他通过圣经来显示他自己。
Above all, he revealed himself through the person of Jesus Christ.
最重要的是神通过耶稣基督来显示他自己。
Now we're going to spend 3 weeks looking at who we are.
然后呢，后边从现在开始的三个星期，我们来看我们是谁。
And as some of the articles say, I should give you this spoiler alert.
然后呢，我先给你警告。
This won't be nearly as uplifting as seeing who God is.
这个可不像我们说啊，看到神是谁，让你那样的那样的好像升华你。
But what I want to do is.First of all, this week, I want to look at who we are right now.
首先我们来看我们现在是谁。
And then I want to spend 2 weeks at looking at what God does to change us into what he wants us to be.
然后再过下边的两课呢，我们就再看神做什么，让我们把我们塑造更新成他想让我们成为的样子。
And so I should really say, don't listen to today if you don't listen to the next 2 weeks, because it'll be really depressing.
所以呢，如果你未来的两课你不打算听的话，那今天呢你最好就不要听，因为这个会让你很沮丧。
So, we're going to start with where we are and then where God takes us.
然后我们现在看我们现在的状态，然后神会把我们带到什么样的境地。
Here's why it's so important to know what God is like.
所以呢，我们
I mean, what, who we are like, sorry.
为什么我们要认识自己呢？这个重要的原因就在于
Just a couple examples.
就给你几个例子。
A couple, a Christian couple, go to counseling.
有一对基督徒的夫妇，他们去协谈。
And they say to their counselor,
他们对他们的那个协谈，就是那个牧师讲。
We are believers.
我们是基督徒。
But we are in constant conflict.
但是我们经常吵架不和。
The smallest little difference grows into a huge battle.
就算是那个很小的事情，最后也会变成一场大战。
If those two people,
如果这两个人
could examine themselves as carefully as they examine their spouse,
如果他们就像审视自己的那个配偶那样的来审视自己，来检查自己。
Often they would find they can't have peace with one another because they don't have peace with themselves.
最后他们其实他们经常就会发现他们之所以跟对方的两个人之间没有和平是因为他们跟对自己也没有和平
Many many times our problems with those around us start with ourselves
很多时候我们跟周围人际关系的这个问题就在都起源于我们自己
In our churches
在教会里
In our marriages
在婚姻中
With our children, with our parents
不管是跟子女还是跟父母的关系
Our problems that we want to point to others start with problems here.
其实当我们就着去指摘别人说都是他的问题的时候这个问题其实始于我们自己
And here's the problem.
问题就在于
For many of us, we thought that when we became a Christian, all of that was fixed.
很多人就以为哦，我们一信主了，这个所有的这个问题都已经被解决了，都没了。
I'm going to become a Christian.
我要信主。
And then God is going to change everything.
然后接着神就把每样事情都改变了。
And I'll never again have a problem.
从今以后我再也不会有问题了。
And it works.
有的时候是这样的。
For about a day.
大概只有一天。
For a day, everything is wonderful.
就那一天呢，每件事情都很棒。
You know, I've heard people say, oh, when I became a Christian, the sky was bluer.
有人说，哎呀，我一信主，天都更蓝了。
Yeah, and next week it rains.
下个星期开始下雨了。
I loved everybody.
我真的爱每一个人。
Yes. And next week, someone yelled at me in the grocery.
下个星期呢，就有人在那个超市对你很不礼貌。
Soon we find we have some problems.
很多时候我们就发现我们是有问题。
And so we begin to ask some questions.
所以我们就开始问一些问题。
See if you have ever asked yourself any of these questions.
请你想想你有没有问过你自己这些问题。
Is it possible to live any better than a life of constant struggle?
你是不是有没有可能我们不过一个就是不断的挣扎的这样的一个生活？
I read in the Bible that my love for God is supposed to be supreme.
我读到圣经上讲说我应该对神的爱是首位的。
I read that I'm not supposed to be centered on self.
我也读到说我不应该是这样的自我中心。
Is that possible?
这个有没有可能呢？
Is it possible to love God with all my heart, mind, and strength?
我有没有可能尽心尽性尽力啊？
Is it possible to love my neighbor as myself?
有没有可能爱邻舍如同爱我自己呢？
And for many of us, we've come to think, you know what? I think that's just religious talk.
很多人就心里面觉得，哎呀，那个就不过是宗教上的这个言语，说说而已。
It makes a good sermon, but it's not practical.
那个讲道这样很好，但是实际是不可行的。
But I'm convinced that God intends us to live the life that is not centered on self, but is centered on Him.
我确信神的心意就是让我们过一个不是说自我中心的生活，而是以他为中心的生活。
God commands that in Scripture.
神在圣经里面这样吩咐我们。
And I've told you before that I'm convinced that anything God commands, He makes possible.
我确信就是只要神吩咐的，他也使之成为可能。
You see, we have people ranging from how old are you all?
我们从大家的年纪入口号来。
Nine, okay.
Okay, 从九岁。
We have ranging from nine, I'm not going to ask how old these are.
我不会问你们有多年纪多大。
We have a lot of years here.
我们在这里边的年纪跨度很大。
And one thing we have in common.
我们大家有一个共通之处就是。
Left to ourselves.
如果就是任凭我们自己。
Our nine-year-old, what's your name? Luke. All right, I'm sorry, I'm terrible about names.
Luke.
For Luke.
对陆克来讲
left to himself,
如果就是他自己，就是
他自己。The most important person in Luke's world is Luke.
在陆克他生活中最重要的，在他的世界里面，这个最重要的人就是 Luke.
Am I right? Yeah, I think so. Left to ourselves.
如果是任凭，就是任凭我们自己。
And left to ourselves.
如果就是任凭我们自己。
The most important person in Richard's world.
在那个理查德他世界，他的个人生活中最重要的人就是。
Left to himself.
就是如果靠他自己。
Is Richard.
就是他自己。
Now he's pointing to his wife.
他就指着他的太太。
Because Richard won't be happy if she's not happy.
因为呢，如果太太不高兴，他也不会开心。
And left to myself.
如果呢？就靠着我自己，任凭我自己。
The most important person in my life is
me. 在我生活中最重要的人。
Apart from God's grace, everything begins to revolve around self.
如果不是因着神的恩典，那我们每件事情呢，就都是围着自己转。
It is God's grace that opens us.To putting others ahead of ourselves.
这是神的恩典，把我们就是让我们敞开，能够把别人放在我们之前。
So I believe that it is possible for us to live the life God calls us to live.
所以呢，我觉得就是能够，我们是可以活出来神呼召我们要过的生活的。
A life in which we are not at the center.
这样的生命呢，这样的生活就是我们不再是中心。
But to reach that, first we have to be willing to look in the mirror.
但是要能够做到这样的话，首先我们要能够看着镜子里。
To know ourselves.
去了解知道我们自己。
And here is where I'm wanting to start today.
我今天要开始的就是
that when I know myself,
当我认识我自己的时候
when I truly know myself,
当我真正的了解我自己的时候
I will recognize,
我就会认出就会知道
that life lived under my own control rather than under the control of the Spirit.
如果是我自己来掌控我的生活，而不是让圣灵来掌管我的生活
，is my greatest enemy.
这是我最大的敌人。
I should have put this up on the board for you to read. Make sure you get this.
请你能够记住这一点。
If I really know myself, I will learn.
如果我真正的认识我自己，那我就会知道说，就会了解到
that life lived under my own control.
就是。如果是我自己来掌管我自己的生活，我自己来做主的话
，rather than under the control of the Spirit，
而不是让圣灵来掌管，让圣灵来做主的话
，is my greatest enemy。
这样的生命是我最大的敌人。
It's my greatest spiritual enemy。
是我属灵上最大的敌人。
Because when I do what I want rather than what the Spirit wants，
因为如果我做我想做的，而不是圣灵希望我做的
，I grow weak spiritually。
你在那个属灵上就会软弱
，right？
是不是这样
？When I am satisfying my desires, selfish desires, I grow spiritually weak.
当我就是满足我个人的这个自私的心愿，就是以我个人为中心满足我的愿望的话，我的属灵上就会越发的软弱。
Truth is，
真理就是
，that kind of life is my greatest enemy in every area.
在我生命中的生活中的方方面面，那都是我最大的敌人。这样的生活。
The relationships that I break and cannot heal,
就是我所那个破碎的，就是毁坏的这个人际关系也没有办法再恢复的，就是
do not break because I am living selflessly in a desire to help that other person.
这个人际关系之所以会破碎，之所以会毁坏呢，就不是因为我要很无私的为对，就是考虑对方。
They break because I say you wronged me and you won't change.
然后呢，之所以这个关系会破碎，就是说你亏待我，你又不肯改。
And you say, but they were wrong.
那你说他们的确是错了。
Okay, I'm not going to argue that.
我不会跟你争论谁对谁错。
But the reason I cannot come to any kind of healing.
但是我们关系之所以没有这个医治，没有恢复
，is because they wronged who?
因为对方也错了。他们
I am at the center of my life.
因为他们错在了谁呢？因为他们错在了我。你看，我还是在中心。
The reason Jesus could forgive those who crucified.
主耶稣之所以可以饶恕那些钉他十字架的人。
Listen to his words.
请你听主耶稣是怎么说的。
Father, forgive.Them.
父啊，饶恕他们。
For they know not what they do.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Do you hear who is not in that prayer?
你听到、no. 你在这里面没有听到什么呢
？Me.
你没听到我。
His prayer, his focus is all about them.
他的中心，他的专注力都在别人身上。
The Father and the Father's will.
这个。父是父的旨意。
It is not focused primarily on what they have done to me.
他跟父神祷告的时候，不是说父啊，你看他们对我做了什么。
It is a prayer that God will do what is needed, what is best for them.
而是说祷告说神要为他们，为了他们的需要，什么对他们最有益处，神去做。为他们求益处。
I can never reach that.If I am at the center of life,
如果你就是这个生命，你的整个世界的中心的话，你永远也达不了。
And so we're looking at knowing ourselves.
所以呢，我们在看认识我们自己。
Now, if I ask you, how well do you know yourself?
如果我问你，你对自己有多了解
？You would probably say pretty well.
你说我挺了解自己的。
Yeah, I know I have some faults.
我知道我有些毛病。
And then we can sit down and start to talk about those faults.
如果我们开始能够来谈自己的这个问题的话。
I am really not good at technology. I do know myself well enough to know I don't know technology.
我确实知道我自己不擅长，我不擅长这个技术。
But then I will say what I, you will say, and that is, but it's not my fault, it's the machine's.
Oh, 这个不是我的问题。这个不是我的问题，是那个机器的问题。
You might say, oh, I know I have some faults.
你会说我有一些我的问题。
And then we would begin to talk about it.
那我们下面再来谈这个。
And soon you would explain to me why it was someone else's fault.
你很快就会给我解释为什么是旁边那个人，另外一个人的问题。
I once was with a music group that did a concert in a prison.
然后有一次我们一些就是搞音乐的人去监狱里搞了一场音乐会
Indiana State Prison
是在那个印第安纳州的那个州立监狱
We had supper with the warden before our concert
在这个音乐会之前呢我们跟那个看守有一个一起吃晚餐
And I said to him, why, you know, most of the prisoners here, what are they in here for?
然后我们就问他说这些人他们为什么会到监狱呢
And he said, oh,All of them are in here because of someone else.
说那个看守就说他们之所以在那都是因为别人都是因为别人的错。
I said, what do you mean?
我说 你什么意思
He said, I interview every prisoner who comes to our prison.
他说只要是到我们监狱的我都会跟他们就会跟他们聊。
And everyone, he says, we don't have one person who has ever said to me, the reason I'm here is I committed a crime and I'm guilty.
然后从来没有一个罪犯对我说我之所以进监狱是因为我犯了罪然后呢我是有错的
He said my job is supervising 1800 innocent people
所以我的工作呢就是要看守18000个无辜的人
Who are here because their parents mistreated them
他们之所以在这个监狱里是因为他们的父母错待他们
They are here because their friends got them into acrime
他们在这儿是因为他们的朋友把他们拉进了这个犯罪的这种场景知道吗
he said you won't find anyone innocent
他说你在这儿呢不会发现任何一个人 they think they are innocent 他们一个无辜的人
guilty yes sorry
他们不会发现任何一个人觉得自己是有错的
I laughed
然后我就开始笑
but the truth is
但是这个真相就是
Apart from the Holy Spirit, it is impossible for us to really know ourselves.
除非靠着圣灵，我们是不可能真正了解自己的。
Listen to what Jeremiah says.
请你听那个耶利米是怎么说的。
The heart is deceitful above all things.
他说人心比万物都诡诈。
Desperately wicked.
就是比人心比万物都诡诈。
Who can know it?
谁能知晓呢？
Now Jeremiah is not saying this.
耶利米之所以这样说不是因为
Jeremiah is not saying I know I am wicked but I try to convince Kyle that I'm not
然后呢耶利米不是说我知道我是邪恶的我是诡诈的但是我想要告诉另外一个人说我不是诡诈的
Jeremiah is saying
耶利米说
My heart deceives even me
我的心甚至都欺骗我自己
so that I think
所以我以为
I am better than I am
我比我自己更好我比我想象知道的更好
Richard Baxter is that the one that's up
在那个 no 就是那个巴克斯特说 I have
okay I can't control this
我过不去这个 I will try
but I know it's not my fault it's his fault
我知道这个不是我的错是这个电脑的错
alright She can figure it out or listen. Richard Baxter said this.
巴克斯特说
Self, or self, is the most treacherous enemy.
自我是最危险的敌人。
It's the hardest to find out and it's the hardest to cure.
它最难发现且最难自愈。
Charles Spurgeon, self is the worst enemy a Christian has.
这个斯布森说自我是基督徒最大的敌人。
Left to ourselves, we do not know ourselves.
如果靠着我们自己任凭我们自己我们是不了解自己的
and so over the next couple of lessons I want to look at seven simple little truths that help us to know ourselves better
所以呢在未来两节课我们来看七点帮助我们更了解自己
as I said we'll start with the worst ones today and then we'll look at how things God's plan to change us for the better
所以今天上课呢我们就看到这个最糟糕的场面然后我们看我们如何更好
Truth number one.
Fine, right now. 第一个真理的第一点，可以了，现在可以了。
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, 没关系, I can do that.
Truth number one.
真理第一点,
the new birth leads us to an awareness of our deep-rooted self-centeredness.
重生让人意识到根深蒂固的自我中心。
Let me go back.
让我再回到。
Justification, we are made new.
这个称义呢是让我们因信称义让我们成为义人在神面前。
Romans 8 tells us the Holy Spirit now lives in us.
罗马书第八章告诉我们圣灵住在我们里边。
2 Corinthians tells us we are now new creatures in Christ.
哥林多后书五章告诉我们我们现在在主里是新造的。
Ephesians says we have moved from darkness to light.
以弗所书告诉我们我们是出黑暗入光明。
Corinthians tells us we are now saints.
哥林多前后书告诉我们我们现在是圣徒。
Our whole life is changed at the moment of the new birth.
当我们在我们有重生的那一刻我们整个的生命就改变了。
2 weeks ago at the Christmas program at Hope Sound.
两个星期以前呢就是那个Hope Sound那边的百人圣诞树合唱。
Wonderful story of how God works in our lives.
就是神如何在我们生命中做工，如何运行的一些很奇妙的故事。
An 82-year-old woman,
有一位82岁的一位老女士,
never has been a Christian.
她从来都不是基督徒。
And 3 weeks ago, she was scheduled to move up north to be with family.
她本来三个星期前要搬家到北方去，跟家庭，就跟家人团聚。
Something happened, I don't know the details, but they postponed her move.
但是呢，我不知道这个细节，就是她的这个搬家计划呢，就被耽搁了。And
so her neighbor says to her, I'm going to this Christmas program tonight.
然后她的邻居就说，哎，我今晚上去看这个圣诞树合唱节。
Since you're still here, why don't you go with me?
你还在这儿吗？还没搬家，你要不要跟我一起去？
And an 82-year-old woman comes to the Christmas program, and hears the gospel.
然后呢，这位82岁的女士呢，就来参加来看这个圣诞这个节目呢，然后第一次听到就听到了福音。Went
home。然后回家了。And later that night called her neighbor.
然后呢，那天晚上呢，夜里就给她的邻居打电话。She
was a believer.
她的邻居呢是一个基督徒。Said
you have to come to my house and pray with me.
她说你现在得到我家来跟我一起祷告。I
have to become a Christian.
我必须得信主。And
at 82 years old.
在他已经82岁了。
She moves from death to life according to Ephesians.
根据以弗所书，他现在是从死亡进到了生命里边。
In the new birth, it is an amazing transformation.
这个新生呢，是一个难以置信的一个更新，一个改变。
And if you can remember that moment in your life.
如果你可以记住你生命中的那一个瞬间,
at that moment, it seems incredible.
在那一刻好像看得真的是难以置信。
And you probably think from now on, everything is going to be wonderful.
你可能以为说, 从这一刻开始, 以后每件事情都很棒。
And then you begin to find some battles.
接着呢,你就发现怎么会有征战呢?
And often, it's a great surprise to a new believer.
对,相信主的人来讲, 常常这是对他们来讲，这是很令他们惊讶的。
I thought I was just going to coast into heaven.
我以为我就这么滑翔的就进入天堂了。But
I start to find old desires battle against the new desires.
他们又发现呢，就是那个过去的这种旧的这种欲望呢，这个心愿呢，跟新的这个愿望呢，在彼此有征战。
My selfish desires battles against what I know I should want as a believer.
然后呢，一个是我自我中心的这以自我的愿望和我说我知道作为一个信主的人我应该怎么做的这样的一个征战。
The root of that scripture shows us is my self-centeredness.
这个根源就在于自我中心。
A heart that is turned in on itself.
这个心呢，总是指向自己，总是看着自己。
Isaiah 53 says it like this.
以赛亚书53章第6节这么说。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We have turned every one of us to his own way.
我们每个人都偏行己路。
Now, here's what I want you to understand about this verse.
我想要你对这一经文了解什么呢？
He does not say something like this.
他没有这样说，他不是讲这样。
All we like sheep have accidentally wandered off.
我们都像羊一样，不小心呢走迷路了。
Isn't that how we tend to think of ourselves?
我们是不是自己是这么想我们自己的呢？
I just sort of accidentally got in trouble.
我就是偶然的不小心意外的这个有这个麻烦。
This morning I had a very sad and very funny text message.
今天早上我有一个很可笑又令人难过的一个短信。
What I'm going to tell you has nothing to do with whether or not vaccines are good or bad, or if there's good reasons or bad reasons.
我跟你说的跟那个是不是你应该打疫苗不打疫苗，反正就是跟那个完全没有关系。
But I have a former student who has been very anti-vaccines.
我有一个以前的学生，他是反对打疫苗的，非常反对打疫苗。
Very anti-mask.
然后他也很反对戴口罩。
And I have listened to him rant.
然后我就听他在那儿一直在那儿讲。
This week he contracted COVID.
然后这个星期他得了这个新冠。
And so I have been talking with him.
所以我又跟他聊。
And no, I have not reminded him of anything he said. It doesn't matter at this point.
然后呢，我没有提醒他以前他所说的。
Early this morning, I got a text from him, and he said that his fever is 102, and he said, "Please pray for me because I'm really suffering."
然后他早上给我发短信说，请为我祷告，因为他的那个有点发烧，102度。
And I said I would.
我说我会为他祷告。
And I said, "Should you go to the ER?"
然后我因为他觉得很不舒服，我说你要不要看急诊
？And he says, "I really am afraid to because I haven't been vaccinated, and so I'm afraid they won't want to treat me."
然后他说，因为我没有打疫苗，我怕我去了这个急诊，他们不会治疗我。
But then here is the key, the funny part.
这种可笑的部分在于这里。
He said,
他说。
I've not had a vaccine.
我没打疫苗。
Not because of any reasons.
不是因为任何的原因。
But I've just been very busy.
因为我就是很忙。
In other words, it's not my fault.
所以呢，没办法，不是因为不是我的错。
I wanted to say.
我很想说。
You could have got it during the time you were ranting at me about it. But I didn't.
当你给我发脾气在那说这件事的时候，你可以那个时间去打。
But he is doing exactly what I do.
然后他也是做的，就是我会去做的。
In hindsight, I remember things a little differently.
再往后看呢，我记得事情是有点不同。
My words to my wife were much softer when I remembered them than what she heard.
然后呢，我对我太太，我要要提醒他什么的时候呢
？And her words to me were much harsher as I remember them than what she said.
然后呢，我觉得我对我太太要说什么话呢，或者是我觉得我对她态度是很柔和的，但她要说我什么事呢，她的话就比较没那么柔和，比较严厉了。
And I come out looking very good.
然后我就感觉我
in my own eyes.
在我自己的眼里，我是挺好的。
Anybody else like that?
有没有任何人是这样？
If you're not, your spouse is.
如果你不知道，可能你看你的配偶。
Isaiah says it's not an accident.
那个以赛亚说，这个如羊走迷，这个不是一个意外，不是偶然的。
We don't accidentally fail to do what we're supposed to do.
我们不是不小心就没做好要做
的事情。We have stubbornly gone our own way.
我们就是固执己见的，任性的要走自己的路。
And that is the center of our problem.
那个就是我们问题的中心。
It is the essence of original sin.
这个就是一个就是一个没有一个 original sin,
original sin.
就是原罪的这个本质。
One writer said, and I found out yesterday, this is hard to translate, so I'm sorry.
昨天他又发现I found it in the textbook.
Okay.
他就昨天有一个人就有一个作者是这么说的，不太好翻译。这个、
A self-willed rejection of control.
就是一个任性，一个固执己见的拒绝接受神的掌管。
Elon, can I use you as an example? You don't have to get up. All of us are the same.
我们所有的人都是一样的，都是。
If I say to Elon,
如果我对其中的有小朋友
说 You can play anywhere you want to.
你可以在这个地方你想去哪儿玩都可以。
But do not cross this court.
但是呢，你可以去任何地方，但是请你别过这条线。
Why?
你第一个反应就是说为什么
？Because I said so.
因为我这么说了。
Something inside me, even if she's like me.
如果她是像我，她肯定心里面就会这么想。
Thanks.That's a silly rule.
那个规定很不合理，这是很愚蠢。然后他就可能想要去到那个线道，离得越来越近，看看有没有周围有没有人在看。然后那个踩一下，过一下这线，再回来。
And once she's crossed the line, now she's okay.
然后他只要过了这个线，过一下，然后他现在就没事了。
Why?
为什么
？Because I don't want to be told.
因为我不想别人告诉我该怎么做。
Is that right?
是不是这样的
？It's true for you, right, Luke?
是这样。
Sometimes when mom says don't do this, but I want to.
然后妈跟你说你不能这样做，但是我想。
And for the oldest person in the room,
在我们房间里年长最年长的
，It's still true.
仍然是这样。
That is inside us.
那个就在我们里面。
This great desire to be our own boss.
就是那种很强烈的愿望，就是我们要做自己的老板。
The reformer said it like this.
所以那个改革中有一就这个有的人这么说。
And I love this imagery.
我特别喜欢这样一个形象。
It is to be curved in on ourselves.
就是说我们屈从于我们自己，我们那个曲线总是指向自己。
In other words, they said instead of being straight,
本来是我们应该是直的。
Instead of our heart being oriented towards others,
本来我们的心应该是指向别人。
Our heart is curved in on ourselves.
那个直线呢，总是这样弯曲下来，然后屈从于我们，指向我们自己。
To where we are at the center.
直到呢，说我们就是完全的是中心。
Man has put himself at the center.
人把自己放在中心。
And here's the problem.
但是呢，问题就在于
，We were never intended. We were not created to be at the center of the universe.
但是呢，我们被造了，神没有把我们造成宇宙的中心。
And so life doesn't work when we're at the center.
如果把自己放在这个中心呢，整个这个你那个生活呀、生命呢，其实是不能正常工作的。
Now we can see this in scripture.
我们在经文中是可以看到是这么写的。
Satan says to Adam and Eve.
撒旦对亚当和夏娃说。
Would you like to be at the center?
你想不想做这个中心呢
？You can be like God.
你可以像神。
You'll be the boss.
你现在就是老板了。
And it leads to chaos.
但是这一切导致的就是混乱。
We see it at the Tower of Babel.
我们也在这个巴别塔上看到。
Come, let us build a city.
来吧，我们要建造一座城。
Let us make a name for ourselves.
为要传扬我们的名。
We're going to be first.
我们要做第一。
Make Babel great again.
我们让巴比伦再次伟大。
And it leads to chaos.
然后这一切都导致混乱。
We are not created to be at the center.
我们被造不是要成为中心的。
And when we do, we end up in trouble.
当我们把自己放在中心的时候，就带来一切的麻烦。
By the way, there's nothing wrong with that as a political slogan.
就是说让。这个什么什么再次伟大，这个作为政治上来讲，这个没有问题。
But when they made that their way of thinking,
但是当他们说
we're going to make ourselves the center,
当这个巴比伦说我们要让自己传扬我们的名，让我们自己做中心的时候，这个就是问题了。
But if I move out of scripture,
但是如果我们从经文出发
and I move to daily life, you see that the same thing is true.
我们进到我们每日的日常生活中，你就发现其实就是。的确是这样的，真相就是这样。
This is not just a biblical, theological, theoretical truth.
这个不是一个圣经的神学的一个只是说一个真一个理论。
This is a practical truth.
这是一个 实际的真相，实际的真理。
My marriage will not work and your marriage will not work if I am at the center.
你和我的婚姻生活都不会好，也不能够成为所成的，就是因为如果我们把自己放在中心的话。
Right?
是不是这样？
Marriage only works when I put my spouse's needs and desires ahead of my immediate desires.
只有我把我配偶的他的这个需要跟他的心愿放在我自己即刻想要的这种心愿之前，我们的婚姻才能够好。
Family does not work.
这个家庭了也不会好。
You parents understand this.
我们作为父母，我们都了解。
That day after day after day, as a parent, you put your child's needs ahead of your own immediate desires.
每一天呢，你要把你孩子的需要放在你及时的想要你的愿望之上。
That's how life works.
那个就是生命生活怎么。
Because that is how we were created.
因为呢，神创造我们的这个目的就在于此。
But unfortunately,
但是不幸的是
，from the beginning, because of the fall,
因为这个堕落，从最起初
，we are born with a self-centeredness.
我们生来就有，这是就是自我中心的。
The baby in the crib,
就算是那个婴儿床里的这个小 baby,
cares only about one thing.
他只在意一件事
，getting whatever I want，
就是得到我想要的。
A child cares about one thing，
一个小孩子他在意的也只有一件事
，I，
就是我。
I want to be my own boss，
我想要自己做主，我想要做自己的老板。
The teenager thinks， don't tell me what to do，
然后青少年说，别告诉我该怎么做。
And I have met 7080, 90 year olds.
我也看到我70岁、80岁、90岁的人。
I'm old enough that nobody is going to tell me what to do.
我已经这么年纪这么大了，没人告诉我该怎么做。
Right?
是不是？
The same statement, the same words as that 6-year-old who is throwing a tantrum.
然后这就像一个6岁的发脾气的孩子这样说的话，一个七八十岁的人也这么说。
No one tells me what to do.
别要有谁，没人告诉我该怎么做。
And if you're painfully honest,
如果你真的是这种
，in between that 90-year-old who no longer cares and so can just point blank say no one's going to tell me.
然后呢，一个90岁了，已经年纪大了，什么也不在乎，没人告诉我做。
There are those of us who are 30, 40, 50, and 60.
我们有30、40、50、60。
And we have learned that for the sake of getting along, we can't say it out loud.
就是因为彼此要相处嘛，所以我们不能那么大声的讲出来。
So we smile and nod.
所以我们就点头微笑。
Yes, sir.
你说好的。
Yes, ma'am.
好的，女士，好的。
Whatever you say, sir.
你不管说什么，就这样。
But inside.
但是在我们里面。
Inside, we are thinking.
我们里面怎么想的呢？
What right do you have?
你有什么权利告诉我该怎么做？
Right?
是不是？
It's the same self inside.
这是一个同样的一个自我在里边。
But it is not until we are born again that we even see that.
除非我们重生，我们都甚至看不到这一点。
It is only the light of the Holy Spirit who shines it on us.
只有圣灵的光照我们。
We can see it in others.
我们可以在别人身上看到这一点。
I can see your selfishness.
我可以看到你的自私。
When you don't put me first.
因为你不，如果你没有把我放在首位，那我才可能看到你的自私。
But do you hear what I couldn't see in that statement?
但是你看到我刚才讲的句话，我
I couldn't see my selfishness that expected to be first.
我没有看到我自己的自私，就是我期待别人把我放在首位。
It is.Only in the new birth that the Holy Spirit begins to shine on me the light that shows me that self-centeredness.
只有在新生，只有重生，圣灵光照我，我才能看到我里边的这个自我中心。
So the second truth.
第二点，真理。
We're there. Self-centeredness is the great enemy of my spiritual formation.
自我中心是灵命塑造的最大敌人。
God wants to cleanse this self-centeredness because it hinders our pursuit of Christ-likeness.
因为这个会阻碍我们去对神能够像基督的那种追求，所以神想要洁净我们里边的这种自我中心。
I taught a class in South Africa.
我在南非讲课的时候。
And I heard a parable that Africans tell.
我就听到一个这个南非的寓言。
About a man who walked through the streets and he complained because all the dogs kept bothering him. Yep, grabbing at him.
然后他走在街上呢，他就抱怨，他说为什么我走在街上的那个狗都跟着我呀，在那儿一直都冲我叫。
And he would yell at the dogs, go away!
然后他就对狗叫，说离我远点。
And wherever he went, here are the dogs just yapping and following and jumping at him.
然后他不管去哪儿，那个狗都冲他叫，就冲他嚷嚷，然后或自身想跳到他身上。
And finally someone says,
然后最后呢，就有一个人对他说,
What do you have in your pockets?
你的口袋里面有什么东西呢?
Just some steak and hamburger.
汉堡包是那个牛肉汉堡包。
But he couldn't figure out why the dogs were after him.
然后但是他不了解说为什么狗总跟着他。
It seems to me,
对我来讲,
that many Christians go through their life with self-centeredness in their pockets.
很多基督徒，他们整个过人生的时候，那口袋里都装着这个自我中心。
Wondering why spiritual defeat is always yapping at them.
就而且就是好，就是在觉得很奇怪，说为什么我总是过了这样一个属灵上失败的生活。
This self-centeredness,
这个自我中心,
is the enemy of our growth in the image of Christ.
是我们能够长成基督样式的最大的敌人。他刚才讲到那个，就是那个灵性的那个失败，就像那个狗似的跟着他，跟着这个自我中心。
Again, think back to what I said to you last week about the nature of Christ.
请我们回想上次我们讲到的基督耶稣的那个本质。
A nature that was entirely focused on others.
他的这个本质是
And so then you can understand how I'll never be shaped in his image as long as I am focused on myself.
如果我的专注力就是在自我身上，那我永远也不会被塑造成基督耶稣的形象。
Theologians have referred to this as a bent towards self, another form of that curving in on ourselves.
这个神学家呢，把这种天性指称为是倾向于自己，就是刚才我们说屈从于我们自己的这种东西。The
determination to seek what I think is best for me.
然后我就是定义要说，决定说什么是对我最好的。And
if I want to be transformed into the image of Christ,
如果我要被更新成为基督耶稣的形象，That
orientation has to be turned outward.
那个倾向呢，必须要指向外边。
So that I am interested not primarily or solely in my own well-being.
这样我就不会只对自我有兴趣。
But in the well-being of others.
也会在意别人的好处。
Now we're going to run out of time and I'm not going to get as far as I planned.
我们这个时间有点不够了，所以我不会讲本来我原来计划要讲的。
But let me say this.
让我这样来讲。
Sometimes I think to hear that, yeah, let's leave it there. That's good. Sometimes to hear that sounds like, oh, so we're all supposed to be some kind of suffering martyr.
有时候你听到这个就说，哦，那我们是不是就像那种受苦的殉道士那样？
Part of what I want you to see this morning is if I can reorient from myself to others.
我今天早上想让大家了解的就是，如果我们可以重新定位，从自我，我的那个定位那个倾向转向。
Ironically, I will benefit greatly.
但是令人奇怪的是，我自己会得到很大的益处。
Because all of my relationships are changed when I move myself out of the center.
当我把自己 从这个中心挪开的时候，我所有的关系都会受益。
In my marriage,
在我的婚姻当中,
my marriage is going to be far, far happier.
我的婚姻是会更幸福。
For me,
对我来讲更好。
If my primary concern is my wife,
如果我主要的关心我所在我的关切呢是我的妻子。
My relationship with my children is going to be far, far easier.
我跟我孩子的关系也会容易很多。
For me,
是为我对我来讲。
If my primary concern is how do I train and raise them in the way that is best for them as God's children.
就是如何我抚养他们，就是照着神的心意，照着神对觉得对他们最好的来抚养他们，对他们最好。
While your daddy is out of the room, I can tell you this secret.
你的爸爸不在吗？我可以告诉你的秘密。
Your relationship with mom and dad is going to be far, far easier for you.
你跟你父母的关系对你们来讲会容易很多。
You know, as hard as this is to believe, even for you.
对我们这边的孩子来讲，青少年来讲可能很难。
Yeah.
如果
pleasing and doing what is best for mom and dad is more important to you than I want to be the boss.
如果说取悦你的父母是做你父母喜欢的事情，比如说我要做主这个更重要的话，你们的关系对你会有好处。
All of our relationships,
我们所有的人际关系
began to be transformed when we move away from this self-centeredness.
当我们这个远离这个自我中心化，我们所有的人际关系都会被更新、被改变。
When we begin to put as Christ did others at the center.
当我们就像主耶稣那样子，这个专注力在别人身上。
You see, listen to this list of sins in Galatians 5.
请你听一下在加拉太书第五章所列的这些罪。
Listen to this list, and then I'm going to ask you a question about this list.
然后呢，我们先来听一下这个，然后我就问大家问题。
Now the works of the flesh are evident.
他说，情欲的事都是显而易见的。
Sexual immorality,
就如奸淫
impurity,
污秽
sensuality,
邪荡
idolatry,
拜偶像
sorcery,
邪术
enmity,
仇恨
strife,
争竞
jealousy,
嫉恨
fits of anger,
恼怒
rivalry,
结党
long list,
它是一个很长的一个清单
How many of those, here's my question,
我想问你中间的多少
How many of those sins are motivated by a love for others and a desire to meet their needs?
多少这种罪呢是起源于说你爱对方然后你想要照顾对方的需要导致这些罪的
And the answer is
答案是
None
零什么没完全没有
All of those
所有刚才讲到的这些罪
Start with
都起源于
Me at the center
都是开始于说我在中心
self is at the center of each of those
这个自我呢是在这些罪的每都在中都在这个罪的根源这个中心
now here's the problem though when we read that list
当我们读这个列表的时候的问题就在于
we look at the worst items on the list
然后我们看到里面这个最糟糕的
and we say hey wait no I'm a good person
你就说哎等一下我可是个好人
I don't have a problem with idolatry
我才不会去奸淫呢
I don't practice sorcery
我也不会拜偶像我不会去
那个 relate to me
那跟我没关系
but some of those sins
但是其中的一些罪呢
go to church very faithfully
有些呢是你每个星期都来教会
jealousy
嫉妒
can sit on the front row of the church
然后呢就是这可以坐在这个嫉妒可以放在首位的
division can attend church board meetings
然后这个结党呢也可以参加这个大家的慈事会
in other words Paul puts in the same list
保罗把结党跟嫉妒放在同一个清单里面
The really, really, quote, bad sins.
这刚才所说的那种很糟糕的罪。
Those are the ones someone else does.
那是别人所行的。
And the really, quote, good sins.
或者我们说这个好的罪，或者说没问题的罪。
The ones we do.
是我们做的。
And he says all of them are works of the flesh.
保罗说这所有的一切都是肉体的情欲的事肉体的事
all of these things
所有的这一切
critical spirit
比如说爱批评
greed
贪婪
unforgiveness
不饶恕
stubbornness
固执
all of those are motivated by a heart that is turned in on myself.
所有的这一切都起源于说这个心呢是指向自己的自我中心的。
Why do I want to criticize a Christian brother or sister?
我为什么想要去批评另外一个人呢一个基督徒呢
So that the person who is hearing me thinks I'm a little better.
所以那个听到我的人就说哦我比那个人要好一些。
Or if I'm only doing it in the privacy of my own room, so that I will feel I'm a little better.
或者只是说说的我就是只是对自己讲就是在心里批评那我会觉得我比那个人好
And before I can be transformed into the image of Christ
在我被更新成耶稣基督的形象之前
Before I look fully like him
如果在我能够完全看着像他之前
I have to change that orientation
我必须要把那个倾向给更新要改变过来
Because that centeredness on myself will always battle against Christ's centeredness.
因为那个自我中心的倾向永远是跟以基督为中心的这个倾向征战。
Maybe I better stop there.
或者我现在就停在这里。
Let me end with some questions.
我在结束的时候问大家一些问题。
To think about this week.
你这一星期来想一下。
Please don't answer these for your spouse.
你不用为你的配偶来回答这个问题。
Please, Tuesday, when you're having an argument.
当你星期二吵架的时候，有这个争论的时候。
Don't say to your wife.
不要对你太太说。
You need to remember question three on his list.
你要记住这个第三条问题，问题的第三点。
These aren't theological questions.
这些都不是神学问题。
But simply practical questions. God, what do you see when you look at me?
只是一些很实际的一些问题，就问说神啊，当你看到我的时候呢，你看到什么了？
Am I easily offended when others cross me in some way?
当别人就是惹我的时候，我是不是很容易被冒犯，很容易生气？
Am I resentful when others receive more honor than me?
当别人比我更得到这个尊荣 得到尊荣的时候我是不是心怀怨心里不满
Am I overly sensitive to criticism?
我对这个批评意见是不是特别的敏感
Are people afraid to share their opinions around me?
那个人是不是有点不太想跟我去分享他们的观点
Do I bring up the faults of others to make myself look better?
我是不是会提到别人的缺点，好让自己显得更好。
In my heart, do I consider myself better than others?
在我心里，是否认为自己比别人强
？Is looking out for number one my true, maybe secret, but my true priority?
那我总想做这个第一，然后呢，总是要做头。这个是不是我里边这样一个秘密的一个真正的一个？做事的意愿
Now, if at any of these points you have said, yeah, that's me.
如果你就是说，嗯，好像我是这样的。
This is not what I'm saying this morning. Please get this.
请你记住，我今天早上要说的不是。
I am not saying, oh, you are a terrible Christian.
我不是说你是一个很糟糕的基督徒。
There is no hope for you.
对你没有盼望。
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Please don't walk away with that message.
请你离开的时候不要这样以为我讲的是这样。
Here's what I am saying.
我对你说的是
The good news.
这个好消息就是
God has something better for you.
神有对你有更好的。
You and I do not have to live with that self curved in on itself.
我们不需要过的那种就是以自我为中心总屈从于自己的这样的生活
And so I'm stopping at a bad spot in this
所以我现在停得很不是时候
Please come back next week
请你下星期继续来
Because that's not where we have to end
因为那个不是我们要结束的地方
It's where we often find ourselves
我们经常发现自己在那个地步
But what I'm wanting us to see over these next few weeks isGod wants to transform us so that instead of being curved in on ourselves, we are reoriented towards Him and towards others.
就是说，神想要改变我们，所以我们不是说那个倾向总是在自我身上，而是我们那个倾向会朝外，是在神和他人身上。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you love us enough that you reveal to us who we are.
亲爱的主，我们真的是感谢你，你真的如此的爱我们，你向我们显示我们是谁。
Even when the picture of ourselves is depressing.
即使关于我们自我的这种描述、这种描绘、这种图片是令人沮丧、令人。
You show us ourselves because you love us.
但是你之所以让我们认识我们自己，是因为你爱我们。
And so would you help us this week to spend some time to be very honest with ourselves?
求你这个星期帮助我们，让我们对自己真的是坦诚。
We pray, God, show me who I am.
求向你祷告说，神啊，求你向我显示我是怎样的。
And then God, show me who you want to make me.
也向我展示你要把我塑造成怎样的人。
Thank you that your grace can transform us.
谢谢你，你的恩典可以更新改变我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。